I got a bad feeling about this.
If you see me looking clean cut,
yeah.
Matching from head to toe, dipping with a mean strut,
yeah.
Throwing and blowing green stuff, hella creamed up with the bling cuff. Ain't no wicked, we can kick it if you blew a bean up. If you
see me step- now we'll cover high intensity. Intensity. It almost seems like we're moving from one buzzword to another, right? Functional movements now are intense. Everything these days is intense, you know. You can't read muscle and fitness without hearing about, you know, intense workouts. It's all over Shape Magazine. It's in Runner's World. It's everywhere. In those different fitness segments, how does the muscle and fitness, the Gold's Gym arena, which, you know, most of us before finding CrossFit were generally part of that culture, myself included, for about 10 years of my life. How is intensity measured, you know, in Gold's Gym or in the muscle and fitness arena? You guys know. You know. Huh? Who's screaming the loudest, you know? Who makes the most noise? Whose face is the reddest, you know? Some guy, you know, just roided out of his mind in the corner just doing, I don't know, dumbbell shrug, just going, ah! And you're like, holy shit, that's some intense shit going on over there. You know, that's how it works in that arena. Runner's world, what measures intensity in the world of running? Heart rate monitor. Heart rate monitor. You know, you just come back from a run, someone's like, how was your run? Was it intense? And you're like, hold on a second. No, it wasn't. I thought it was, but this thing told me it wasn't intense. I'm going to go do another one. I'm going to make sure I get intensity this time. Neither one of those are intensity. How loud you scream, what your heart rate monitor says, as a matter of fact, they're very, very weak correlates to what intensity is, which, of course, begs the question, what the heck is intensity? Our friends, the exercise physiologists, were nice enough to define it for us. Intensity, 3-bar equal sign, which means is exactly equal to. Intensity is exactly equal to power. So you are only as intense as you are powerful. Intensity is exactly equal to power. So no need to tell me what your heart rate monitor said. No need to try to yell as loud as you want. Tell me what your power output was. Then I'll tell you whether or not you're intense. It's a simple scientific equation. Now, this kind of begs the question, so fucking what? Right? You know, it's like, that's great. That's cool. I get a little bit more trivia for the bar tonight. Now, what do we learned that the functional movements were unique in their ability to elicit power. Power is exactly equal to intensity. Functional movements are unique in their ability to elicit intensity. And here is the good, here's the punchline. I'll give you the punchline right now. Intensity is almost always the independent variable most commonly associated with maximizing the rate of return of favorable adaptation. Everybody get that? No? You know how long it took me to memorize that? No, I'm just kidding. That's a big mouthful, but here's the really condensed version of what that means. This is the layman's terms. This is what you need to know. All the good shit that you want in fitness comes through intensity. Intensity is a shortcut to good results. Okay? Functional movements produce power. Power is exactly equal to intensity. We have movements which can produce both of these. Intensity produces the good stuff you want in fitness. So by using the functional movements with intensity, we have a shortcut to good results. You want increased bone density from your fitness. Intensity is going to get you there. You want to lower your triglycerides, it's intensity. Lower your blood pressure, it's intensity. Drop body fat, it's intensity. Increase your cardiorespiratory endurance, your stamina, your strength, it's intensity. They're all through intensity. Makes sense to everybody? Now, again, another so what. You know, you don't have to believe us when we say this. You're like, no, I don't. You know, I don't think the functional movements are a shortcut to fitness, Pat. I think you're just full of crap. What you need to do to get our attention is basically come to us with a better time on one of our workouts and prove that you got that better time by not doing what it is that we prescribe. That will get our attention. For example, everyone see the video on CrossFit.com, Spiels 205 Fran? Did anybody see that? Everybody know what Fran is? 2059 thrusters and pull-ups. We did it in 205. I was just about to send in my 210 Fram, but he beat me to it. That's a complete lie, by the way. So if he's got Fran, we got Spiel doing it in 205 by just following the main page, doing the workout of the day, eating well. Let's get some 205 Fran. We want you to come in and say, I've got a 155 Fran. And I don't do what you guys say. I do. I do something else. I do rollerblading and hula hoop. That's what I do. And I got a 155 Fran. And that's fine. But it has to be measurable, observable, and repeatable. It can't just work in your gym and not work in our gym. You can't talk all this stuff and then you come out here and you don't produce the 155 Fran. And if you do have the 155 Fran and your training regimen seems to be what you say it is, we're going to want blood, hair, and urine to also make sure that you're not doing a little cheating, a little vitamin S on the side, you know what I mean? Now, if that all turns out to be true, okay, that's what it is, that's what got you there, well, like I said earlier, our primary goal is we like results. We want shit that works. So you know what? The workout of the day tomorrow on CrossFit.com is going to be rollerblading hula hoop. That's where it's going to be. We're fitness whores. We do whatever works. If it works, we take it, we do it. And don't worry, we will give you credit. We will make you famous. You'll be the man that brought hula hoop and rollerblading to popular fitness and made everyone just a beast. But it has to work. That's what we're concerned with, results. But however, that's not what we see. We haven't seen that yet. We've seen functional movements executed at high intensity, achieving fitness and nothing else.